19 to 8 on Summer Breakfast. David King and Jack Heverin here on SEN. For those travelling on the Monash, outbound at the moment, the freeway is closed at Ferntree Gully Road due to a crash just after Springvale Road. So motorists are advised to exit at Blackburn Road and use Princess Highway as an alternative pathway. So that's outbound traffic on the Monash Freeway. It looks like a pretty serious crash this morning. So take care. Stay with us. No rush. We'll get you there. We're here until 9 o'clock this morning. 1300 736 736 on the phone. 0433 98 11 16 to join us on the temper text. Kingy, we think it's a pretty big endorsement of Heath Uni that David Noble gets the job at North Melbourne as senior coach, and the very first appointment that he makes is to bring Heath over as his assistant coach. And he joins us. We want to learn a little bit more. Heath, good morning.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for having me on this morning.
A big endorsement from Nobes, this one.
Yeah, look, it was one that was left field, to be fair. I was at home on a Saturday afternoon, got the phone call, and obviously chatted to him about coming over, and I wasn't expecting the phone call, to be honest.
What is it about you, Heath, that he's fallen in love with? And clearly there's a development pathway there that you've proven over the last few years at the Adelaide Football Club. What is it specifically about you that he was seeking?
Oh, look, we spoke a little bit about my background. I'm a teacher by trade, so you know, coming into the AFL industry, not having a huge AFL playing background, but I spent a lot of time working with young guys through teaching and some of my roles in that, and then coaching under-18s. And went to Adelaide as a development coach and worked my way through that. But I feel my strengths are about building relationships with young guys, and I've got a really clear picture on how I develop players, and I feel I've done a reasonable job at Adelaide over the time, and got a great relationship with Dave. We think alike, and I'm really excited with the opportunity. Humbled by it, wasn't expecting it, but looking forward to it.
If we were looking at your CV, if you had to put a couple of players as stamps for your development program and your advice and your teaching, if you like, who would those names be?
Yeah, look, it's a good question. I don't like to pigeonhole too many players, you know, over the period of time, but I've done a lot of work, probably most recently with Shane McAdam. Obviously, his story we know and where he's come from. Obviously, Adelaide picked him, but I did a lot of work with Shane early days, and I'd like to hope I had some sort of influence on him. But I'm one of these ones, guys, that the players do the work. Us coaches just guide them and try to facilitate their learning, and ultimately the player does the work and gets the rewards for that.
Heath, you really specialise in this space, and I suspect that's a big part of your appeal, obviously, to North Melbourne. Is it something that we've been talking about it a lot this week with salary cap and soft cap cuts and all that sort of stuff? Is it something that, given all of your work in the area, are you concerned that sub clubs may put that type of role on the back burner a little bit?
It's a really good question. It was something we spoke at Adelaide prior to me coming across, what our coaching structure would look like. My belief is that coaching is development and development is coaching. So I think we sometimes get lost in this industry that we coach players just the X's and O's, but ultimately we've got to coach the player holistically, and that's developing them both as players and men. And that's our responsibility. And when we go into a football club to do that, hopefully the industry, yeah, it's taken a hit, but the coaches that remain in it have a responsibility of doing that.
A lot of messages coming through on the SMS here that you were a long sleever with North Adelaide. is that something that you think you'll bring to the Kangaroos?
That's an interesting one. I didn't think that was going to pop up, Kingy, but I think I wore it a couple of times purely because I had a couple of sore shoulders, and I didn't want people to know. But I won't be bringing that. But you know, serious note, whatever they want to do, as long as they're performing at the level, and it'll be no judgments for me when they run out at some point with a long sleeve.
Well, they were talking about the lack of definition in the arms, to be perfectly honest, Heath.
But that's probably fair too.
What have you done so far in preparation with this Kangaroos list? Where will you sink your teeth in? Is there an area? I know development is a general term, but will you look after a bracket of the younger players, or will it be a zone, the forward line, something like that?
Yeah, look, Nob spoke to me about coming over and looking after the forwards, which you guys are well aware they're really young and developing, so that's going to be perfect for me. And I'm really excited by the guys that play in that area of the ground. To be fair, I haven't had too much time to really sink my teeth in and get my head around exactly which players playing there. Only this time last week, I was still making my decision to come across. So I'll start to really look into that area. I've met some of the players recently, but I'm super excited by some of the guys that go through that area of the ground. But I'll sort of support the development, holistic development of the whole club. And both David and I come from two clubs that spend a lot of time in that area. And we'll just try to add value where we can holistically to their development program.
Sticking with the long sleevers, if you could just let us in a little bit. So you're going to sit down at some point with Jaden Stevenson and try and get the best out of this player. How would you attack that? Where would you start? What does history show you or teach you in terms of what works?
Well, first is to find out why he's doing what he does. Like, why does he play this game? Why does he put himself through the hard work through pre-season? Just to find out what makes him tick a little bit. And then come to some sort of common ground about how we're going to go about achieving that, ultimately. And then there's no secret bullet, fellas. Then it's go to work. And it's a balance of supporting Jaden through that hard work, but also challenging him when it becomes tough. And that's no different to sitting in a classroom, I find, is that these players or students need that support, but need that challenge. But they need some real clarity around how they're going to do it.
We've spoken about the pre-season last year of Christian Petrarca a lot this year and sort of tried to put that mindset into other players. Cam Zerha is one that springs to mind for me that could make that jump, you know, if not through an off-season period, certainly over two off-seasons. Is that something that you think as well, or you are tracking with these types of guys?
Oh, definitely. We obviously all saw the progressions of Christian through last pre-season. And I saw firsthand of Cam when he played against us up in the hub and North were able to beat Adelaide comfortably. And he played some really tough, strong footy. I'm excited about working with Cam. I think this massive upside. Once again, he's going to have to go to work. I'll just try to support him through that, provide some clarity and be really clear on how we go about it. Not confusing when trying to do too much. Let's be really clear on how we do that and come up with a plan and get him to go to work. But he is an exciting talent. I love the way he goes about it.
Heath, finally, in the work that you do with youngsters, is footy still fun for young guys coming through? That's ultimately where a lot of them end up at the top level, is that they're following a dream. When they get to the top level, is it still fun?
It's a really good question. It's shifted over a period of time since I've been in it. It's gone from, you know, let's classify it as a hobby or something we do on the weekend to being a job and the scrutiny these guys are under. But we've got our responsibility, both as coaches and players, is to make the environment as fun as we can and come to work and enjoy the process. If we do that, ultimately players get to where they want to get to. I use one example, Rory Sloan at Adelaide, who I was lucky enough to work with. He comes to work every day and just has fun. He pinches himself that he gets to do this as a career, and every opportunity he gets when he's in the footy club, he's got a smile and he goes to work. Doesn't necessarily mean it's easy. It can be hard, but he enjoys that process and enjoys doing what he does to become the best player, and I think that's our responsibility both as players and as coaches to provide that opportunity or provide that environment, sorry.
Just to get an idea on yourself, Heath, are you in this to long-term be an AFL senior coach?
It's a really good question. If you ask me this, Kingy, 2 years ago, I was really, really comfortable in what I did in development. I loved it. You know, I loved the teaching element of it. More recently, I started to get a bit of a bug to go and maybe there's something more and to challenge myself. I look at it and go, we ask the players to get better and challenge themselves as players. Well, if I'm not doing that as a coach, well, I'm being quite contradictory. So, it's something there I'm not thinking about. The first and foremost priority for me is getting into North Melbourne and working with the other coaches, which is a great band of them, and putting this club back to where they deserve to be. And that's my first priority. And whatever comes from that, will be a bonus.
Heath, we wish you all the best. Thanks so much for your time this morning, and we love picking your brain as well.
And I've organised a long sleeve polo for you to coach in.
I might need it with the winter month over here. Yeah. I might need a long sleeve.
And a jacket, thanks, guys, and all the rest.
Thanks, guys, for having me on. Thanks for the support. Look forward to chatting to you again.
Yeah, we want to talk to you again soon as well. Heath Uni joining us. He'll be part of North Melbourne's coaching setup for 2021. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. It's SEN Breakfast.